Time and chance happeneth to us all, the preacher says in Ecclesiastes. And this time, some had no chance, and what happened was tragedy and death. 2 weeks into our beautiful adventure, on an evening fishing expedition, we were caught in a seasonal storm that swamped our boats, plunging myself and 8 others into the icy cold lake. And only I survived. This is my story. Gray wolves were howling that night, and their hunting cries, blown on the vicious wind of an October storm, crossed the lake to keep me company, as I lay miserably under the snowy branches of a spruce tree, waiting for the dim edges of daylight to appear. "Tell me what to do, God," I thought, as I stood up slowly, gasping from the pain of leg cramps and shivering uncontrollably. "I don't have much strength left. What should I do?" The full fury of the wind struck as I took a faltering step from the shelter of the branches. Sleet pierced like needles through my soaked jeans and windbreaker as I looked toward the lake. The lake. Eyes as gray and cold as the waves narrowed as I stared with intense hatred at the stormy waters. Hating the lake made no sense, but it was the first emotion I allowed to emerge. Hatred and anger. I scanned the lake carefully, beginning with the shoreline, hoping against hope to see another body, someone who miraculously survived that terrible night and found their way to land. Nothing. Nothing except the overturned boats riding the storm, beating out the tragic story in a rhythm set by the waves and rocks.